Let's talk a little bit about CALGB-49907, the study in the elderly patients.
Well, this is a very important study for us in the CLGB and in the United States because it's really asking about a relatively understudied population. It's important to stress a little bit of the background here. The median age for breast cancer diagnosed in the United States is in the early 60s, but the median age of patients reported in clinical trials is typically in the late 40s. So we are studying and developing regimens in a patient population that's a decade and a half younger than the median age of the patients who are actually diagnosed in the U.S. And you can actually argue both sides of that. You can say, well, younger patients have essentially more years of life to lose and that it's appropriate to do this. But the problem is that we extrapolate these results into other patient populations, including the elderly. One of the issues, of course, is that the toxicities of chemotherapy may be greater in older patients. They may have more comorbidities that are both known and not known. And so based upon that and the activity of capecitabine as a single agent and an orally available drug in metastatic breast cancer, we launched a trial that essentially put the standard bearers, CMF or AC, either one serves as a control arm, against single agent oral capecitabine in the study. And one of the goals would be to identify a regimen such as capecitabine that allows us to avoid alopecia, allows us to avoid cardiac toxicity of the anthracyclines, allows us to avoid most of the myelosuppression that can be a risk in this age group, and yet delivers the same overall benefit. And so that's 49907.